Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. March Madness upon us. Games being played everywhere. Joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, Ryan Iverson, who just got done calling one. Of course, he used to take his own team to the state tournament back in the day at Eden Prairie, went on to play Division I basketball and overseas and coach it, and now he does some broadcasting and much more. And tonight he had the one section final game that was played tonight, and that was Wayzata and Minneapolis South. South had really taken care of a pretty good Hopkins team by 15, and they won the right to play Wayzata in the finals. Ryan, thank you for joining us. Give us the lay. What happened tonight?
Hey, Mackie. Well, first of all, thanks for having me on.
You bet.
It was 24-5, 4 minutes into the game, Wayzata was up.
Wow.
And I thought the first few minutes were going to be key. You have Minneapolis South, who starts five kids. They're either freshmen or sophomores, so really a young team.
That's how young they are?
They are young and talented and quick and athletic, and they can play. But when you have that experience, and I always tell people that experience of being a winner, of being a state champion, you know, that Wayzata team, they came out and it was over 5 minutes into it. And you give Minneapolis South a lot of credit. They battled, they played hard, but they could never get it below 20 points the rest of the game. So it was over pretty quickly.
So Wayzata looks like they're peaking, or how would you describe it? Did they end up with the right draw in the playoffs?
Well, no, they're peaking. You know, I've done probably four or five of their games this year. And I'll tell you what I love is that, you know, you think of Wayzata, you think of Orono, you think of Eden Prairie, Minnetonka, you think of these ritzy, soft, suburban kids, right?
Yeah.
And what I love is Wayzata plays like they are hungry. Like they play like they have a chip on their shoulder, and they are the exact opposite of soft. They defend really, really well. They're athletic. They can all shoot it. And I think the best thing they have going for them, Mike, is, and it's a big cliche, but they give up a good shot for a great shot. And I know that sounds simple, but
it's really pretty when teams do that, isn't it?
Oh, you know, you remember, you watch Golden State play all
yes,
those years, right?
Great example.
And it's that feeling you get when you're watching good basketball. As a basketball fan, you just have a smile on your face. And that's how I feel when I watch them. Brian Schnettler is their head coach. He does a fantastic job. And their kids play the right way. And I think they're as dangerous as anybody going into the state tournament.
Well, they got the Bjerke kid, right? And had they not lost the kid that the prep school is going to Purdue, they'd be, they'd be right. It'd be them or Park Center ranked number one, right?
Yeah. Well, you got to think, too. So they don't have the kid that's going to Purdue. He left. And I don't think they've lost anything with that. I think they have other kids who have stepped up. And they have what they have, Mike, besides Bjerke, who's 6'9", who can move, he's athletic, he can shoot from 25 feet. But they got a kid named Drew Berkland, who's
a good athlete,
player,
yep.
Going to the Gophers to play baseball.
Good football
and
player, too.
Number
yeah.
of his football and basketball. He's a winner. And I'll give you a great example of that. Tonight he came out, he had 11 points in the first 4 minutes.
Really?
And I don't think he scored the rest of the game, but it just set the
tone, yep.
Yep. Yep, and they got a bunch of really good athletes and good players.
Was it a good crowd tonight?
It was a great crowd.
Was it
a packed crowd? Minneapolis South had a great crowd, and it's just a fun atmosphere. You talk about March Madness, and I know we think of NCAA tournament, but it's high school basketball too.
Yeah.
And you know, seeing when you're playing, I always tell kids and people, playing for your high school and with your friends and your teachers and your, you know, friends, parents who you've known your whole life, you don't ever get that back. Even when you play in college, even when you play professionally, it's never quite the same. So hats off to all these kids that are still playing, and you just hope they make the most of it and enjoy it.
Ryan Iverson is our guest. Ryan, who are a couple of the other teams that really impressed you that could make a run in 3A, 4A, 2A, whatever you call it this year?
Yeah, well, I think Park Center is the other team. I think Shakopee is really good. I think right now the way Wayzata has won 14 in a row, Park Center beat Wayzata early in the year by 3, and the way Park Center defends, too. Yeah. And one of the things you have to realize, Mike, these teams go down to the Target Center, or they go to Williams Arena, and shooting teams struggle because they're not used to the depth perception. They're not used to being in a big arena. But the one thing that always travels is defense. And Park Center defends. They are filled with athletes. They're well coached by James Ware, a former Hopkins player.
Yep.
I think they got
John Bryan on that staff too now, the sharpshooter from Wisconsin.
Yeah, I kid Coach Ware. I'd like to see those two still play one on one against each other. They're both two great competitors, that's for sure.
How about 3A level? Orono's number one seed out there. They've played pretty well. What else have you seen?
Yep, and my son Max played at Delano, so we played against Orono. They are really, really, really good. They can shoot the heck out of the basketball. Mound Wasanka is a tough team, a gritty team. I'll tell you what, I don't know. I know it's a smaller class, but if you as a basketball fan haven't gone down to see Caledonia play and seen the King kids play.
Yeah, they beat Totino Grace at Totino Grace.
Yep. He's the real deal. He really is. He's a tremendous athlete and basketball player, and they're going to be there. There's just so many good basketball players in Minnesota, and you see that article today in the Star Tribune highlighting all the players playing in March Madness from Minnesota. It's become a basketball state, that's for sure.
I don't know that you probably haven't seen them this year. I've only seen them on highlights, but South St. Paul's undefeated. They must have something special, too, out there. They lost their coach in the middle of the year for reasons that outside of basketball. But, they've met everything that's come their way.
You know, absolutely. And I'll tell you, when you play for something bigger than yourself, right, when you lose your coach, they love their coach, they're playing for him, they're playing for their interim coach now, and you end up playing for something bigger than yourself, which is such a great metaphor for life, as you know now, being an adult, being a dad. When things are more important, bigger than yourself, that's when magic happens, and they've had a magical season, and you never know the level of competition. It's always different on the St. Paul side versus the Minneapolis side, not good or bad, it's just different. And so that's what's great about the state tournament. You bring them all together and you find out who the best is.
Ryan Iverson is our guest. Ryan, you see an ebb and flow to some programs. Some programs stay on top, and their bad years are still good years, so to speak. And other programs, you see, if they get the right class, they win. If they don't, they don't. What's the difference there? Is that, generally speaking, a varsity head coach and how much time he spends at the 7th and 8th grade level? Or in this day and age, is it who ends up open enrolling at another school that determines success in that junior and senior year?
Yeah, and the transfers and the open enrollment, yes, that plays a part. But to your point, you know, I've been such a proponent of this. Varsity coaches, football and basketball, and I'm sure hockey, when these coaches are invested in the youth and the youth feel like they're a part of it, like tonight at Wayzata, for example, you had hundreds of youth basketball players there in their Wayzata jerseys going nuts. And I always talk about Eden Prairie football, too. I was told, you know, we won the first 2 state championships there. So many of these kids watched us play, and they went to the Metrodome, and they thought it was the coolest thing in the world. And they grew up, and that was their expectation. And that's what they wanted to keep that tradition going. And you look at the Wayzatas, you look at, you know, Stillwaters, the teams that are always good, their youth programs are dominant. You look at Wayzata, girls and boys, their youth programs win every single tournament. From 4th grade to 8th grade.
Well, Wayzata wins everything. They got so many kids, and anybody's been through the youth programs, you know it, I know it. It doesn't necessarily mean they'll be the best when they're seniors, but that school district, and part of it is, you know, they're the victim of their own circumstances, but, you know, you get to, say, the 14-year-old class, they got like 3 great teams, and most programs have 1.5. Now, you still can only play the starters by the time you get to be a senior, so you got a chance to beat them, but in terms of depth, there's nothing like Wayzata at the youth level, is there?
No, and I'm going to give you a great point. In tonight's game, Wayzata was up 24 with maybe a minute and a half, 2 minutes left, and they had the reserves in, Mike, and they had a couple starters, and a starter had a wide-open layup, and instead he passed it to the reserve, who doesn't score much, who got the basket, right? And on the broadcast, I'm even saying that and thinking, like, even the guys that don't play a lot have that mentality of, I'm going to give up myself, you know, glory and my points because I want this kid to be able to say he scored in a conference or a section championship game. And you can tell that the way Wayzata plays, even at their youth level, it's moving the basketball. It's hard defense. It's help defense. They're just fundamentally sound. And taking a guy like Brian Schnettler, who I know spends a lot of time in that youth program, that's critical. When you have a varsity coach invested in the future, that's when you get sustained success.
Now, I thought Minnetonka was on a roll for a while, and they kind of faded at the end. They had great guard play. What happened there? Because I thought they were really playing well, and at the end, Eden Prairie got them really good, and then they got beat by Prior Lake.
Yeah, and I think part of it is, I mean, that Lake Conference, look at the talent. You know, you got Hopkins, you got Wayzata, you got Minnetonka, you got Eden Prairie. They beat up on each other. They, you know, any one of those teams could beat another team at any given night. And you know this. I mean, that's what makes sports so great is you have that off night. You don't shoot the ball well. You don't defend well. You make mistakes, and you're done. And Minnetonka had as much talent as anybody. Just didn't have a great night against Prior Lake. And season ended abruptly, but they made a very talented team, very capable of being in the state tournament.
The other team that can play with anybody in the state, they lost to Wayzata by 2. I saw them beat Hopkins by 12, Minneapolis North. They're playing Providence, I believe, tonight, but they're the real deal. They defend and they play smart defense, and they got Willie Wilson, and they make you work.
Well, if you win a game, 144-4? I mean,
that's good defense. Yeah.
And I'll tell you, Minneapolis North, there's another program that's had sustained success over the years. You know, I go back to, you know, I always tell everyone the best player I ever played with or against was Khaled Elamine. Yeah. He was such a winner, and he started that tradition there.
Was he your age, or was he younger or older?
He was a year older than me, but we played him. We ended up playing a lot in Pro-Am leagues together.
Yeah, try explain him to somebody that never saw him play, because if you met him, you'd go, no way. Explain what he did.
This 5'10", 200, you know, 10-pound, kind of pudgy, doesn't look quick or fast, and he's just that winner. He was that guy that in big games, you wanted him on your team, and you wanted him taking the shot. You could see he went to Connecticut with a bunch of NBA stars playing with him. Who did they defer to when the game was on the line?
They won the national championship, yeah.
Yeah. He was the guy, and he was just, he's just a winner, and you know, it's that, What makes people great in business? What makes people great in their professions and sports? It's that whatever that thing is that I, you know, the
it factor he had. Yep.
Yes.
And you can't explain it, but when you watched him, it took about 2 minutes to go, there's the guy. And it's just, that's all you can say. You had that same thing, of course, back in the day, Ryan. But we appreciate it very much. Thanks for giving us some time. Hopefully we can do this again soon and break it down some more.
Yeah, absolutely. I was hoping you were going to say the weather was going to be crappy, so I'd have a reason not to go to work and watch March Madness here the next few days.
You'll find a way to watch March Madness, I'm sure.
Thanks, Mac.
Thanks, Ryan. Good. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Ryan Iverson.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.